The Executive Secretary of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham, says the Commission is working hard to hook the Civil and Local Government Staff Association of Ghana, CLOSAG, onto the single spine salary structure. Speaking to Radio Ghana in reaction to threats from the association in Kumasi, Mr. Smith Graham asked the workers to liaise with their national executives to find out how far they have come.
It is gratifying to know that people want to be hooked onto the single spine. For us as a commission, when they put such pressure, it puts a sort of pressure on us. But the important thing is that we need to keep our heads above waters and make sure that we handle all these issues. With regards to the CLOSAG from Ashanti region, I would advise that they get in touch with their national leadership. But we are working seriously with their national leadership, working on their grading structure and everything. The plan we had was to migrate them in July. And I'm not sure what the situation is. And I'm not sure if the July is possible because of control in the Accountant General Department and the time they close their system. But that is the plan we had. And we are still having discussions with their national leadership. So my advice to them would be for them to contact their national leadership. And I'm sure their national leadership will be able to advise them accordingly.
Are they the only workers who are yet to be hooked on, or you have another set of backlog?
In all, I must say that we are looking at about 100 institutions. Out of these 100 institutions, from our end, Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, we've done about 44. Now, these 44, they do constitute almost 70%, these 44 that we have done. The two key or three key institutions that, in my view, are left will be the civil and local government services. The other one will be the health, and then we are also looking at the education tertiary, that's the polytechnics and the universities. Now, when we have done that, the rest have very, very small institutions, and we'll be able to migrate those ones easily. But once we migrate these institutions that I'm talking about, then we'll be talking about 95% of total public servants that have been hooked onto the single span. And that is our target. But we need to make sure that the big ones, we are able to deal with them. It doesn't mean that whilst we are working on the big ones, we are also leaving the small ones. We do the big ones whilst at the same time we work on the smaller ones. So I'm sure together we'll be able to migrate all these institutions.
Would you say that the process is a bit slow, or it is because of technicalities?
The process is not slow. You know, this is a major policy. In my view, it is not possible to say you are putting all these institutions onto the single spine at a go. It's not possible. You will have a very chaotic situation on your hands. If between January and now we've done about 20 institutions, the process is not low at all. We would have wished that, yes, we can speed up the processes. But I also realize that sometimes when you bring some of the big institutions together, you need to pause a little and get the issues that will come out of it rectified before you begin bringing others also on board. So these are the critical issues that we are dealing with. And if, as of now, we've been able to do 70% of public servants, I don't think we can say that is true. We would have wished that we would have done between 95 and 100%. But as it is now, we've done 70%. And I think gradually we are hitting our target.
On concerns being raised by POTAG, Mr. Smith Graham says the Commission cannot ignore the grievances of the polytechnic teachers. He asked directors of all the polytechnics. He said the rectors of all the polytechnics have been invited to a meeting next week to discuss the roadmap for POTAG.
On the polytechnic issue, I would be surprised that anybody will say that we are not listening to them. There are several issues that I have taken up myself personally with regards to the polytechnic issue. I'm now being told that they say they want to come on board immediately, and they've given us that line. As a commission, all I will say is that we work very hard in meeting those whatever deadlines they've given to us. We migrate them onto the single span. Already yesterday, we didn't even know that they were meeting in Kumasi. But yesterday, we dispatched letters to the rectors inviting them to a meeting next week. Normally, we meet the management of the institution, agree on issues with them before we meet the broader unions. So we'll do that. We'll meet the rectors, have the discussions with them. We'll put the process in motion. That will be the only thing I can say for now on the polytechnic, because I have personally decided not to discuss the project.
George Smith Graham is the Executive Secretary of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission.